As New Hampshire's economy continues to spring to life post-Great Recession, towns and cities across the state are looking for ways to invest in their main streets. But could community entertainment be the way forward? NHPR's Robert Garova reports.
Just off busy Main Street in Conway Village, George Weiss takes me inside what's known as the Baldock Block in the center of town. Constructed in 1931 by local businessman Leon Baldock, this batch of brick buildings has housed the post office, a department and grocery store, and many other businesses over the years. And at the heart of the block, a theater, the Majestic. Weiss says Baldock actually owned a few theaters in his time.
There was actually a good story about in the early days he would stagger the start times of the films and run the reels to each theater in his car as they were running.
The Majestic was the place to go in Conway if you wanted to catch the latest movie out of Hollywood. Community functions, plays, they all took place behind the glowing marquee. Through a lobby filled with red carpet that's seen better days, and at least a few leaves that have blown in from the street, Weiss takes me inside the theater.
There's no power in here, so it's a bit of a flashlight tour.
These days, the Majestic doesn't draw crowds. It doesn't even have seats.
What you see here as we stand in the theater is, it looks like if you were to turn a boat upside down, doesn't it?
The theater suffered a fire in 2005, which has left the high-ceilinged interior dark and unusable for more than a decade. The original marquee now hangs on the inside, a reminder of a livelier time.
There's a special history of this building really being an economic driver to Conway Village.
Now, Weiss says this theater, and the Baldock Block as a whole, is poised to become that economic driver once more. In 2015, the nonprofit Mountaintop Music Center, of which Weiss is executive director, purchased the block with the goal of bringing the Majestic back to life, making a new home for Mountaintop's music school, and bringing needed businesses back to Conway Village. Just up the street at the side of the current music school, jazz piano student and local resident Deborah Goulding says she thinks bringing the Majestic back is good for the town.
Oh, I think it's going to draw from all around this area. I think there's a revitalization going on in Conway, and there's an energy that's moving forward. And it also has a history, which I think is really cool.
There are plenty of towns and cities across New Hampshire that think old theaters make sense as investments, and they're finding support in the form of federal grants and state tax incentives. Earlier this month, New Hampshire's Community Development Finance Authority announced that the Lebanon and Rochester Opera Houses would receive hundreds of thousands of dollars in tax credits. Just on the other side of the White Mountains from Conway's Majestic, the town of Bethlehem has its own revitalized theater, the Colonial. Stephen D'Ignazio is executive director of the theater. He says bringing back the Colonial over a decade ago has helped trigger an economic ripple effect in Bethlehem and surrounding towns.
In that time, there's been giant changes in the amount of cultural offerings and the amount of businesses that have opened up in our downtown.
But D'Ignazio says there are at least a few challenges in running old theaters in northern New Hampshire.
Getting an audience in a rural area. The realities of rural arts presenting is that there is no audience you can not pay attention to, because there's no slice of the pie that will support your organization by itself.
Weiss, in Conway, says he hears this concern, and it's part of why the Majestic won't just be a place for movies, but community theater and concerts, too.
One of the unique things about this project is that the theater is part of a larger building, and with the music school being active in this building year-round, and with the retail spaces available, the financial onus doesn't rest solely on the shoulders of the theater to keep the building open.
Under the proscenium the fire spared, and standing next to a single original theater seat that looks out of place on stage, Weiss tells me about an event from a couple years ago at the Baldock Block. The community had helped raise funds to rebuild the Majestic's marquee, and it was time to switch it on.
3, 2, 1!
A couple hundred people showed up, Weiss says.
We had a couple of short speeches, and the band played. There was literally dancing in the streets in Conway Village, and it was just a little glimpse of what it would be like when we opened this building and signified that the arts could be what draws us together here at the Majestic.
With the better part of $3 million in funding Mountaintop has raised, they're hoping to restart the show spring of 2019. For NHPR News, I'm Robert Garova.